want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is hash browns. It was in Honolulu that I think I began my odyssey of learning how to cook. Somehow, I'd figured a way to leave the frozen cornfield environs of where I'd spent my freshman year of college and landed in the miracle known as Hawaii. My two other Midwestern pals that joined me that year and I chanced across an open all-night diner named King's Bakery not far from the University of Hawaii, a school that I sometimes actually attended. There was a guy there who worked the all-night shift. I never spoke to him or he to me, but somewhere in the midst of all those nights at King's, his body language began to cut through the hallucinogens and other odd and sundry psychotropic substances that tempted my buddies and me back then. Somehow the smells and the flavors of food were hitting me in a way that spelled long-term salvation. He moved with a dancer's liquid grace and a juggler's love of handling disparate objects. Each motion was a purposeful tai chi waltz that put eggs click, crack, softly into pans, whisked cream into high, voluminous peaks, ladled perfect orbs of zaftig pancake batter onto gleaming hot griddles, and flipped and impaled rashers of bacon and slabs of ham with spatulas twisting like samurai swords. The aromas of that bacon fat, the sugars of caramelizing onions, of soy and ginger flank steaks charring on a grill, filled the space with a haze of smoke more alluring than any joints hitting some erogenous zone deep inside that made me practically quiver. The cook seemed to hum and smile just a little at the edges of his mouth, a Buddha of breakfast, the guru of the graveyard shift. When his plates went down on the formica counter at 4 o'clock in the morning on a humid Honolulu late night, we shut up and we ate. We ate slowly with contemplation, wordless and dreamy, as the empty aching sacks that were our stomachs filled with his cheap and wonderful food. I have no doubt that hash browns were part of that glorious feasting. In today's day, I know many friends, even chef friends like Sean Brock, swear that the hash browns at the Waffle House are the best in the land. But I can't handle the forced corporate zeal that seems to be part of the DNA of the workers in those places. Give me the odd mix of a place like Jimmy's Eastside Diner on Biscayne for my hash brown fix. In the specialized language of the diners I got my first cooking jobs in, the near mystical choices of what stood in for the actual names of a dish or a menu related item and what they were called created a lot of confusion initially for me. "Gentlemen will take a chance," was called out by the server to us in the kitchen when the customer was actually ordering hash. Sounded risky. But, in fact, hash is a term derived from the French term hachère, which simply means to chop. That is not quite accurate for the hash brown potatoes in that it is key to shred them. Nora Ephron was a fabulous writer. One of my favorite quotes of hers was, "When I fall in love, it always begins with potatoes. For me, I would insert hashed browned potatoes, please." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Hash browns, you know I can't be late.